What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Oh, there we are. Bad equipment. And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, May 12th, 2017. And thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone. And the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of our program today with her unique perspective on the world. Now, I'm going to do the news a little out of the normal order that I tend to do these programs in because there's a piece of news in the world of computers that really needs to get on out there, and you need to pay attention. Right now, there is an epic ransomware attack going on all across the globe, and maybe even bigger than the ransomware creators wanted it to be because it's drawing a lot of attention. It's called the WannaCry ransomware. And what makes this very powerful is that it is apparently using some of the NSA's hacking tools and exploits within the Windows operating system. Now, if you're on a Mac, if you're running on Linux, then you don't have to worry about this. But it is just raising havoc all over Europe and Asia. It's hit the national health system in Britain. They can't get into their files. And one of the nasty things about this is that not only is it ransomware, it is a worm, which means it will go into your system, read your address book, and mail itself out to other people disguised as you. And there's an attachment, and if you click it, you are hosed. So be extra vigilant about any attachments you get in email, even if it's from somebody you think that you know. Just be very, very careful. Right now, they still haven't worked out a way to block it. This just came out of nowhere, and it's spread to 74 different countries. Now, supposedly, there was a patch for this vulnerability, which, according to one report, was discovered and developed as a cyber weapon by the National Security Agency, and the patch went out last March. Unfortunately, a lot of enterprise systems, they're not staying up to date on their patches. A lot of people turned off automatic updates back when Windows was trying to force Windows 10 on us all. And I did a little web search because my automatic updates on my machine won't work at all. It says starting to download updates and it sits at 000. Apparently a common problem. Apparently a lot of the automated updates for Windows 7 don't work anymore. Something broke them. And it just shows you the deplorable state of IT in general and computer security. And again, this is all courtesy of the National Security Agency, which wanted to just drill holes in all of our systems, and this is the result, because criminals have now found and started to use these tools. And we are all sitting ducks. Personally, I think everybody's got to pay the ransom, which is about $300 worth, needs to bill the NSA. The NSA ought to pay for this. This is their mess. If they weren't running around drilling holes in the security of all of our systems, this would not be happening today. So it is massive, and again, be very careful about attachments on emails from people you think that you knew. Now, the reason so many companies are being hit very hard is because this WannaCry ransomware uses an NSA tool known as Eternal Blue. And Eternal Blue allows the ransomware to spread laterally across business computer networks through a vulnerability in commonly used Windows file sharing systems. And apparently, this is the vulnerability where they're literally, it's able to hop from machine to machine over this file sharing, this Windows file sharing. And apparently, if you have this Windows file sharing in multiple locations across the country, it's going to leap across that. It's just absolutely running rampant. Something like, I think, 86,000 reported instances so far, and it's still spreading out of control. Now, right now, the WannaCry ransomware is at the most top of the most wanted list here. But apparently, Telefonica in Spain has been hit. In fact, Telefonica literally told all their employees, shut down your computers now. Stop work. Just stop. Pull the plug. Now let's see what else. FedEx got hit. Reports of infections in Great Britain, here in the United States, China, Russia. Russia's just really been hit. It's just very heavy in there. Spain, Italy, Vietnam, Taiwan, and others. And again, 36,000 instances that we know of. And according to Kaspersky, it's in 74 countries, and it is still growing. It is spreading out of control. Let's see. I wonder if they're going to blame this on Russia. I mean, they've already tried to blame the 2008 Obamacare. They're trying to say now that Russians hacked that as well. But again, pointing on out, most of the WannaCry infections are actually in Russia. It's almost like somebody declared cyber war and specifically targeted Russia, and it spread to other countries, and it's infecting them as well. We're going to do a quick shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to take a phone call from Tim in Michigan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike.
Aloha.
Okay, so I was looking at Facebook this morning, and I was and I saw this thing. It's called the Labor Minute that you can look up on Facebook. And regarding your internet connection with Spectrum, there seems to be a labor dispute between the IBEW and Time Warner Spectrum Cable.
Okay. That might account for it, because it's still horrible. It's I'm still only getting 10% of what we're paying to get in terms of bandwidth. You know, I'm
no,
surprised.
The issue that I'm speaking of is in New York, but I'm pretty sure that if there's a labor dispute in New York, there might also be labor disputes also in other parts of the country.
Well, depending, okay, hang on a second. I have to send a message to the control room. Depending upon how the network is set up, difficulties in New York could impact the whole net. I mean, looking at the map on Down Detector, the problems with Spectrum are pretty much all over the country and here in Hawaii. Apparently, somebody called into the show saying they can't see my BAM user feed. It is going out from here. We are sending out BAM user, but apparently it's not being visible. I mean, the whole net is in the United States. It's like our bridges, like our roads, like our buildings, and it's deteriorating. It's suffering the effects of neglect. It's not being expanded to deal with increasing demand and usage. And it's starting to show the strain because, again, going back to Down Detector, looking at the other major ISPs, Spectrum is the worst, but they're all showing little problems here and there. And obviously, in a system that large and complex, there are always going to be some issues somewhere. But in terms of Spectrum, it is really horrible. And I was unaware of the labor dispute, and I was guessing that the merging of Spectrum's Charter Internet with the Time Warner Internet was not being done very well, and there's all kinds of conflicts. But the quality of service out here, it's just terrible. It's just terrible.
Yeah, so I thought I'd bring that to your attention.
Well, thank you very much. That is a useful piece of information to have here. And thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And we're going to get on back to the news, back to our normal format here. And obviously, we're still seeing the after effects of the firing of FBI Director James Comey. And we are continuing to hear from within the FBI itself that this would open up a very real possibility of the Hillary Clinton email server case and her staffers being reviewed. The case could be reviewed. And they're even talking about reviewing the immunity deal to see if those were inappropriate. They could revoke those. So this thing could really heat on up. And, boy, ever since Comey was fired, my server has also been under increased attack. In fact, it's almost as intense as it was in the days before the election here. And looking at the logs, I can tell the files the DOSers are trying to paralyze most, and it is all the files dealing with the various Clinton scandals. And we're going to get into those. We're going to take a phone call first. Then we're going to do a little walk down memory lane in terms of all the things that the Clintons ought to be investigated on. So, Kyle in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. The Phil Comey thing is a whole much to do about nothing. And I cannot believe the media, the left media, the mainstream media that is claiming this hysteria over it, I mean, they're really showing their back end on this one. You know, the CEO of Coca-Cola goes away. They don't stop making Coke. If they think that removing Comey is going to have any significant impact on any sort of investigation, that's ludicrous to think so. I think that...
Well, I disagree with you. And we are hearing from people inside the FBI that they were furious that Comey and Loretta Lynch were protecting Hillary Clinton when she's obviously committed these felony violations of Title 18. Now, if Comey is gone and they put them, and it looks like McCabe may be following him real soon, and if there are no investigations or reopening the case, then I think that's going to send a very bad message to the American people. I mean, supposedly we want to have somebody at the head of the FBI that the American people are going to trust and rebuild confidence in the FBI, but the FBI is never going to have the public trust and confidence unless they start looking at these crimes that the American public are aware took place. Comey admitted she committed felony violations of Title 18, and the American people are angry. Remember all those crowds that were shouting, lock her up, lock her up? Politics is perception. This is not going to go away.
I absolutely agree, and I think that Comey was, to a big degree, using his position for his own personal gain. I think he was trying to play both sides of the election to make sure that whatever happened, whoever won, he came out on top. And in a way, he managed to screw himself on both ends, as well as severely damaging the perception of the FBI. They need to bring out the big guns, and they need to, you know, I think reopening the case against the Clintons would be probably the best thing they possibly could do.
Right now, the FBI needs to be seen by the American public as doing their job and investigating these crimes, corruptions, and possible espionage.
As for your internet connection that you say, is it a coax-based connection, broadband, or is it a satellite-based?
Here in Hawaii, it's optical from the coastline and optical into the neighborhoods, and then it goes from optical to Ethernet coming into the home.
Okay, so what you should be able to do is call your provider, and they can run a test called a home integrity check or a premises health test, and you want to know what your upstream is. You want to make sure it's below 50, and make sure your received power is above negative 10 decibels per millivolt. And
well, yeah, I'm familiar with all of that, and we've already done that. And my internet speed from here to what used to be the Time Warner Center up in Mililani is very good. It is the connection to the mainland that is crawling, and they're aware of the problem, and we are working on it. But you do have to sort of force your way past the talking points where you call the service and support people, and the first thing they're trying to do is convince you, oh, it must be your problem. We are perfect. We never make mistakes. And generally, I have to go through this song and dance for about 10 minutes every time I call support to convince them I really do know what I'm doing in terms of my computers and routers and modems and everything, and the problems at that end. And then there'll be a heavy sigh of relief and say, yeah, you're right, there are some issues in your area, and blah, 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 blah. But if you, again, go over to downdetector.com, there's a comment board under there. And you're seeing all these people who are saying the Spectrum Internet service is slow or non-existent, and they're just furious with the attitude displayed by Spectrum's customer support, which is, it must be your fault, there's nothing wrong with us. And yet, obviously, there are significant problems with Spectrum all over the country. And they even got sued by the state of New York for only delivering a fraction of the bandwidth that they promised customers they were going to get.
There are ways around that. There are ways that you can, you know, even if you're paying for 10, say, megabits per second, you can, I mean, there are obviously ways that you can increase that.
I've heard about those, but, you know, I am paying for the high bandwidth. I really would like to get it, and that is the issue here, okay? Obviously,
there's a node problem.
Okay. Well, listen, Kyle, thank you very much for the information. We're going to let you go. We're going to take another phone call from Sherry in Texas. Sherry, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I'm going to go back to this idea of this wordplay thing. See, the term extreme carelessness is not in Title 18, and that's what
it
he conspired.
It says negligence. It's negligence.
Yes, but see, I don't think he used those words. See, this is semantics, wordplay. Comey conspired to throw, along with others, I don't think he thought this up all by himself. I think, this is my interpretation of it. He conspired to throw the conviction through semantics or the meaning of words. So he is in fact guilty of intent to deceive. He is the intent to deceive.
I would agree, or obstruction of justice. He's clear. It's not the FBI's job to recommend whether somebody gets charged or not, and Comey exceeded his authority. And, yeah, obstruction of justice is there. But in the end, in both Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin's case, James Comey said, we don't think they ought to be charged because we couldn't find intent of wrongdoing. But if you look at that section of Title 18 where it talks about negligence, intent isn't needed. And Trey Gowdy called him on it in that last hearing. Okay?
But the thing is, he intentionally used the word extreme carelessness, which means the same thing, you see. But he could fool people with that. It's semantics. He interpreted gross negligence as extreme carelessness, like it's an entirely different thing. And it's really not, if in fact the jury, whoever, the justices, whoever look at this, can determine that extreme carelessness is the same thing, then he was just deceptive in his use of words. Because he was, in fact, saying gross negligence, you know, but
yeah,
without using the word.
It's really irrelevant, because the whole point of that section of Title 18 is it is the act of exposing classified information to a non-secure environment that is the crime, and intention does not enter into it. And it doesn't matter what words he used. The instant that Hillary or Huma Abedin were sending classified information to private email service and laptops, they are in violation right there. And what their intention was is irrelevant. Whether they were just being careless is irrelevant. The exposure of the information is the crime.
But here's the sneaky thing. He didn't use the words. It didn't mean anything. He used that in a creative way to fool everyone, you see, by not saying gross negligence.
Well, it doesn't matter which word he used. He was hoping that people didn't understand Title 18 or hadn't read it. But for those of us who read Title 18, it doesn't matter what words he used. In the end, he gave Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin a get-out-of-jail-free card by saying he couldn't find intention of wrongdoing when intention is not required under Title 18 for a conviction.
I know. I'm not trying to say she wasn't guilty. I'm just showing an angle he used that's going to be used against him, because what he did was deceptive. He fooled people into thinking just because he didn't say the word gross negligence, somehow they got off. See, that's the deception. That is the deception. It's semantics. And we'll see what they do about this. It's sure, they're guilty. But he got away with something that's kind of erroneous, because it doesn't matter, gross negligence, just because he didn't use those words. See, that was the deception. He didn't have to use those words, gross negligence, but he gave the impression that because he didn't say gross negligence, that somehow she was got off, see. And this was his deception.
I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill here, because
perhaps
it doesn't matter if he uses gross negligence. It doesn't matter if he uses carelessness. He was trying to make a case for not prosecuting by saying she didn't mean to do wrong, when the law itself says it is the act that is the crime, not
yes,
the.
I'm not arguing against that fact at all.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So with the possibility that we may actually see some investigation of the Clintons and their cronies, it's time to take a walk down memory lane, looking back on the history of the Clintons. And of course, certainly for me, it all starts with the death of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster, which was obviously a murder made to look like a suicide. And that was the scandal which got me blacklisted out of Hollywood and my involuntary transition to truth activists and enemy of the deep state. And there's we put all these things up at whatreallyhappened.com. And these are the files that are being targeted by these DOS attacks that we're weathering right now. So we've made PDFs of a lot of them. Please feel free to copy and download and share with your friends. One of the articles that has the most coverage around the world is, of course, the infamous Clinton body count. And it's a list of all these people who had evidence on the Clintons or dealings with the Clintons who wound up dead under very, very strange circumstances. Then there's the Epic of Clinton's Mess, which is an overview of all the scandals, including ChinaGate, which may be the precedent for what was going on with that private email server. Then we have an article about the activities at MENA, Arkansas, which was one of the main airports used for this CIA smuggling operation, where they were manufacturing untraceable military weapons and smuggling them down to Nicaragua to give to the Contras to use against the Sandinistas. Even all the way back then, mid-1980s, we're going to regime change countries. And because this particular covert war was illegal under the Boland Amendment, the CIA funded it by smuggling literally tons and tons of cocaine back into the United States of America to sell to your children. And it was all being run out of Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton. So. And then finally, of course, the question that I want to see asked and answered regarding the email server. Given the precedent of Chinagate back in 1994, was Hillary Clinton, desperate to get money to win or steal the White House last year, selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak email server to deliver and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money? And remember how much foreign money was pouring into that foundation. And remember when the hacker Guccifer was talking about his break into the weak email server, he reported seeing at least 10 foreign IPs logged in prowling around the files. The Democrats are still making a big deal about, oh, how could you fire the FBI director? These are the same Democrats that were calling for Comey's head on a pike back when he was investigating the email scandal. Now that he's investigating the Russia connection, oh, we've got to have them up there. But again, remember, Bill Clinton fired his FBI director the day before Vince Foster's body was found, which meant the FBI's investigation was leaderless and clueless. All right, we're going to take a few more phone calls here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Boy, a week glad it was here.
Yeah. Just want to remind everybody this ridiculous talk about fake news and talk about fake investigations. Hillary was never put under oath, ever. Never put under oath. Even when she went in front of Congress, they didn't get her for lying in front of Congress, which is a crime. They never
actually, I believe there is actually one case where she was under oath and she did make a misstatement and they just let it slide. As far as her home server, she got to that before anybody else could. It was subject to a mil-spec wipe of all the hard drives. And what was amazing, though, is after Hillary and the DNC were claiming Russia hacked the DNC's email servers, nobody but CrowdStrike was allowed to look at those. And CrowdStrike said, oh, yes, it's Russia. Yeah.
Nobody looked at the servers. What happened to the guy? Who's the guy that disappeared that handled the server?
Brian Pogliano here. All right, Peter, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And, Peter, you are about to move on to a new subject.
Well, it was the same one, but we were saying that she was not under oath. They never put her under oath, the FBI. All her principal witness aides and people who would have been participants were given blanket immunity.
Yes.
They never confiscated the server. Then there's the disappearance of Brian Pagliano. Then we have the death of Seth Rich. And then we have the meeting on the tarmac between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. Then we have the letter that just came out where Loretta Lynch is basically saying, we're going to protect basically Hillary Clinton. All this came from Obama. Every time he got an email from Hillary that didn't say .gov on the end of it, I mean, it would have been enough if there was what happened, the massive breach of security under his watch, and he did nothing about it, which he did nothing about it except cover it up.
Yeah, I remember when he got up there on TV and said the first he even learned about it was on the national media, which is getting to be kind of a consistent meme with all of these people. Oh, I had no idea, though. I mean, Humabedin initially said, oh, I had no idea those emails were on Anthony's laptop. I only learned about it from the news media. And then, of course, Comey came on out and said that Humabedin was in the habit of regularly transmitting State Department emails to Anthony Weiner's laptop, ostensibly to print, which makes it sound like they don't have printers in the State Department. And there were 650,000 emails on that laptop. Now, maybe Humabedin was trying to build herself a little a safety file, where if she got into trouble down the road, she could say, well, I've got all the evidence that you guys were doing this, that, and the other thing, and sort of a little dead man switch, which at that level of government, a lot of people tend to do. Vince Foster's one mistake was his dead man switch was inside his White House office wall safe, where it could be gotten to before the investigators showed up.
If history shows anything, Mike, if you work for the Clintons, you better have a goddamn dead man switch. But on the flip side of all that with Comey is that there's been nothing at all on Russiagate's preposterous, and yet he's let this go on and on without coming out and making an unequivocal statement. So the guy was poison. He's a drug laundering lackey, deep state. And you know, and all this stuff comes really from Obama. Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Comey.
It goes back further than that because you hit it on the head when you talked about Comey being a drug money launderer when he was at HSBC, because that's what ties all of this together. The Bushes, the Clintons, Loretta Lynch, Comey. It's the narcocracy. It's this cancer of CIA-sanctioned drug running, drug selling inside our country. And it's corrupted much of our government, even worse than it was corrupted during Prohibition. And right now, they are fighting to not only survive and perpetuate, they're trying to figure out some way they can go back underneath the rock, because more and more people are taking a look at how this all ties together, going on back to all this CIA drug running out of Arkansas in the 1980s, the heroin they were bringing in during Vietnam, the heroin they're bringing in now from Afghanistan. And it's obviously, for those on the inside, it's a sweet deal. They're all making huge, huge amounts of money. But look around our country, and then look at any other country where the drug lords have taken control, and you will see the same decay, the same despair, the same poverty, the same out-of-control drug addiction in the streets.
Mike, if I could ask you one thing, and then I'll let you go. I know there's got to be a lot of calls. But yesterday, you talked about a story about how he's not shut down Russiagate with absolutely no evidence at all. He hasn't come out and said it. He's let that go on. But you said, broke a story yesterday about how the FBI was trying to talk somebody into saying that they were a Russian, involved in that. Can you repeat that for me?
Well, basically the story is that there was this Russian hacker who was arrested for hacking into some company internet, and was finally arrested, and while he was waiting trial, through his lawyer, he is saying that he was approached by agents of the FBI who said they would get the charges dropped, they would move him to the United States, they'd get him a citizenship and an apartment, and all he had to do was say that he was hacking the DNC email server on behalf of Russia. So they were trying to manufacture a witness, and I guess this guy just decided he didn't want to get involved in that, probably because so many other people who play ball with the government at that level do wind up much worse off in the long run, because the government never keeps their promises about this sort of thing. So that's the story that came on out. Yeah. Well, it goes all the way back to Bill Clinton and George Bush and the CIA itself. That's the rotted core right there, is CIA and their entanglement with drug money. And that actually goes all the way back to Ronald Reagan, because it was Ronald Reagan's attorney general, William French Smith, who literally wrote the rule saying that the CIA could be involved with drug traffickers without having to turn them over to the DEA. Critics have called it the CIA's license to smuggle. Well, the CIA was then in a position to set up protected drug smuggling routes that were safe from being investigated And they took advantage of that, which is what led to Iran-Contra and to the mess we're in today.
And, Mike, they can't launder that kind of money, even the CIA, without the banks.
Remember the BCCI scandal and now HSBC? Yeah, they need the banks to do it.
And before that, there was one called Nugent Hand back in the early 80s.
Yes.
And another one with the Vatican Bank laundering money.
Tied
in with the CIA.
And when Pope John Paul I came on in, he wanted to clean that up, which is why he didn't stay alive all that long. And I'm trying to... Roberto Calvi was the head of the Vatican Bank. They found his body hanging underneath the Blackfriars Bridge in London.
Mike, have a great weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to take a phone call from Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of callers back, you had a female, young female call in. And I think I understand what she was talking about. She's talking about the redefining of the English language, and we saw that with Bill Clinton, with his under oath saying, yeah, that all depends on the definition of is. And it clearly, the Title 18 does say you don't have to show any kind of criminal intent. It's just the act itself, and we know that's exactly what she was guilty of. She's guilty of many violations of Title 18. But I think what James Comey was treading lightly on that and covering his own behind and using that English variation, the definition of is, redefining that definition to say that's the way I look at it and that's the way I'm going to look at this situation and let it go. But, that doesn't fly. That doesn't fly at all. And so, clear analysis of that and an investigation to why he did not act appropriately by the law, which also would bring in Loretta Lynch, the attorney general at the time. This thing goes deep, goes very deep, Michael, and it should be exposed to why people in prominent positions did not do their job. Something coerced them, somebody forced them to make those decisions of redefining the definition of is. We need to get to the bottom of that problem there.
Well, I don't want to get focused on the specific language being used because... for those people who didn't read or don't know Title 18, it doesn't matter whether Comey says negligence or carelessness. For those people who have read Title 18, it doesn't really matter whether Comey used negligence or carelessness. In the context of Comey having obstructed justice, it doesn't matter which words he used. And certainly, Comey exceeded his authority in making a decision about whether or not Hillary should be charged, because that's the province of the Attorney General. The FBI is supposed to gather all the evidence, present it to the Attorney General, and then the Attorney General gets to make that decision and carry the political heat for it. And what Loretta Lynch wanted Comey to do was to basically say, we're not recommending charges, in order she could say, we agree, and therefore it's not just her of opinion among all these corrupted people that we're not going to charge the corrupted presidential candidate.
Well, I agree. I totally agree. There was a role reversal on job description there, big time. It was hilarious to say, well, wait a minute, I'm really the person to decide, but I'm going to throw it to you and you decide, and I'm going to sit back and take your job responsibility. The whole definition of their job description has been reversed, basically from the AG to the FBI director. I thought that was amazing, and I think we all caught that really fast. Something else is at play here, that somebody else is saying, I won't decide, you decide, and not doing my job, basically.
Well, again, if Hillary were to actually be charged, or any of Hillary's associates, sooner or later, somebody's going to say, I'm not eating this all by myself. Here's what's really been going on. The Bushes and the Clintons and the CIA are behind the vast majority of drug smuggling and drug sales inside this country. These banks were laundering the money. Yes, they were using the Clinton Foundation. All these people are dirty with it, and the whole thing is going to unravel. And that's why you're seeing such a panic all over the corporate media, all over the government itself. This is a secret that could bring down the entire government. The fact that the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country itself. That's the sort of thing that can really destroy a government. And that's why they're trying so hard to protect Hillary Clinton, not because they like Hillary Clinton. They're protecting their own wealth, power, and connections to the smuggling, and that's why they're trying so hard to say, no, 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 pay no attention to all the cocaine deaths in the country and all the, you know, it's all about Trump and Russia, Trump and Russia, Trump and Russia, and they're still pounding it, even though we have people like, even Dianne Feinstein, who hates Donald Trump, and she's out there saying, no, there actually is no evidence of any collusion, and I loved the look on Wolf Blitzer's face when she said that.
Yeah, it's just media distraction, but, you know, I see a lot of plea deals and a lot of deals being given to give the goods out on what's going on. And I want to know why nothing was done and nothing's been said about those 37,000 emails that were deleted, the hard drives that were scrubbed when the FBI said, don't do this. Gosh, my gosh, if you and I did that, we'd be in jail already, in prison.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I just want to see that opened up wide to say, people, there is only one law. It applies to all. We don't have a two-tier system here. We have one law that applies to everyone equally, and this person here sees it as a two-tier system. Open it up. Get it done.
Well, beyond that, I think it's time for the American people to basically man up or woman up. I don't want to get the PCers on my case here. And just start to acknowledge the incredible degree, breadth, and depth of the corruption that we have in the upper levels of the federal government. They're all dirty. Again, the former director, Comey, was a member of the board at HSBC while the drug money laundering was going on, for which HSBC was eventually prosecuted in other countries and wrist-slapped here in the United States.
Yeah. Well, one last comment real quick here is Maxine Waters. My God, is that woman in the news, and she won't shut up. I just got to laugh at her for the investigation that needs to continue on something that they can't find, but they're going to try as hard as they can to manufacture an email or something using probably Vault 7 to put it on somebody's hard drive to say, look, we found it finally. Look, we finally found it. I can't get over the partisan politics and how the rule of law is just,
Yeah, it's all subordinate. Again, yes, it's partisan politics, but it's more than that. It's the narcocracy fighting for its survival. And again, looking at the bickering going on in the Congress, they're not actually doing their job. They're not governing, and maybe that's actually a good thing if you think about it. Again, the real divide is those on the inside of the CIA's drug-running operation and those who are on the outside. And those on the inside are going to protect each other. They're going to cover for each other. Remember when you were in high school, there was always the clique of the rich kids and the beautiful kids, and they got away with everything because they were always covering for each other. That's what we have in Washington, D.C. They have that same mindset. The only difference is that they've got nuclear weapons now. That's exactly what's going on. Anyway, Steve, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to switch to Bob in Las Vegas. Bob, thank you for waiting so patiently. What is on your mind?
Oh, thanks, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Oh, and a thank you to Steve from California for recommending that program about Big Bird in the Sky. About the.
Bob, are you there? We lost him. Boy, talk about failing infrastructure. This is starting to happen. I mean, everything's breaking down in this country. It's amazing. All right, now, getting on back to McCabe, who is the deputy director of the FBI and is now, at least for the moment, the interim FBI director while a new permanent director is looked for. And apparently, we mentioned the other day, he's under investigation. It turns out he's under two separate investigations, the Department of Justice and the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I find it absolutely amazing to think that we have an interim director of the FBI who is himself underneath investigation. All right, Bob in Las Vegas, are you on the line again?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so please continue where you left. I can hear you. Where?
Okay. Oh, I was just going to say thanks to Steve for recommending that show about the drones. I'm going to watch that this weekend. Mike, the whole Russiagate, it's all distractions, so these people, you know, don't have to do their real jobs. Although you did say maybe that's a good thing, that they're not governing. But you were right. Ross Perot said this in 92. It's the system that's corrupt. You can bring good people into government, but it won't matter. The system is so corrupting, it'll even change good people, which it has, I'm sure, over the years. But, Mike, on the computer attacks, actually, yesterday, last night, I did see a headline. I didn't read the article, but apparently Hayden, the former CIA director, called for cyber warfare against Russia.
Oh, yes, that's right, he did. And Russia is where this ransomware is really doing the most damage.
Yes. So, you know, I mean, all these faces that did such good for this country, like Condi Rice is back in the news. You know, what do you know? She's back in the news telling us about, I guess they want to get her advice on what Trump should do in foreign policy. I mean, she has such a great record of accomplishments. So, you know, it's just amazing.
Well, we're seeing a faction fight within the government, and that may be a good thing. It could lead to an actual fracturing and collapse of the government. Again, the parallels with what was going on in the Soviet Union in the months before it fell apart, we're seeing it all over here. A government that is so at war with itself that it can't function. And that's really where we are. Anyway, listen, Bob, we're going to let you go. And take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with another phone call. Then we're going to get on back to the news because I got a lot to cover before Claire shows up. We'll be right back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay. pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to take another phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines for a bit. Mo in Florida, aloha. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I think the most important thing Trump can do is put out a message somehow that anybody that's involved in any kind of wrongdoing to a certain level, there'll be like an amnesty. Get whistleblowers to come forward. They're all compromised with, like with a Jeffrey Epstein type thing. You know, look, you've done a few. Everybody's done bad things. We're going to have a moratorium. We're going to give an amnesty to certain levels of crime and put that out there. Because I know, like you, Michael, I've listened to you since you started. I think we're at an inflection point, and he needs people. They're all scared. They're afraid if they stick their head up, they're going to get it cut off. You know, and this, I think, the most important thing Trump could do. What do you think?
Well, that would be one thing that you could do, but there are two other aspects. First and foremost, those who turn states' evidence against this narcocracy pay for it, and a perfect illustration of that is Barry Seal, who was one of the CIA's pilots flying guns from Arkansas down to Nicaragua and cocaine back, and following the crash of Eugene Hassenfuss's plane and him blowing the whistle on the whole thing, leading to Iran-Contra, Barry Seal got caught with drugs, and he was turned into an informant. And when that came on out, and it was revealing the links of this drug-running operation all the way up to the White House, he was literally ordered by the judge in his case to live in this motel, and he was literally ordered not to have bodyguards or any guns whatsoever. And, of course, these two guys with machine guns showed up and just gunned him down. So that's the second factor. And the third one is, for those who are in public life, such as those who are running for re-election, it doesn't matter if they are given legal indemnity for their crimes. The public awareness of their crimes is going to be a threat to their future careers. So I wish it was as simple as saying, okay, all crimes below this level, we're not going to prosecute because we want to go after the big criminals. But it's not that simple.
I think it could be an avalanche of whistleblowers coming forward to where he has... He already has a mandate, I believe. I think this would just reinforce it. I mean, if I was, nobody's perfect. I've done some stupid stuff in my life. And, never killed anybody or anything really bad. But, you know, there's things that people, they've been monitoring everybody's phone calls, everybody in Congress. You know, they've got a dossier. They've got the... You know, they've got their MO on everybody. But if there was just a level, say, look, it doesn't have to be made public. It could be some kind of I don't know. I just think that I think we're at a crescendo point right here, a tipping point, and I think there's a lot of people that are just, they want to come forward, but they're afraid of what their family's going to think or something like this. And I think there could be some kind of indemnification to put a buffer there.
We're talking about people who are going to be willing to go into the witness protection program and start life all over again in some other part of the country. That is an awful lot to ask, but it has happened. And something you need to remember about the whistleblowers, the first one to make a deal gets the best deal. And everybody who shows up later, well, their information just isn't worth as much because it's merely confirmation. I'd like to see it happen. I'd like to see the whole ugly mess start to unravel. It's been a curse on the country. It's certainly been a curse on Claire and I for the last 23, going on 24 years. And I would like to see the situation finally resolved. I'd like to see that. What can I tell you? Thank you for the phone call. Mo, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're closing the phone lines, and we'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.